Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. Abe Gordon, Bo Squid, Billy Morgan, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Duke Sabel going to be hanging out right here as well.
I got an update for you, Abe.
I see it.
The beer, 28.6. I told you it would go down. That's
of
how
course,
thermostats
work.
Of course,
I know it's going to go up and down.
You were panicking over there.
Come on. Come on. No panic here. Just hearing from Andy Bunker, who is there down at Augusta. And it sounds like the patrons have been kicked back out. They evacuated over there due to the weather. I asked Bunk, did you get to the shop, though? And he says yes.
Well,
because that would have been devastating to go down there and not have gotten to the pro shop.
Well, once you walk in the gates, if you just keep as you walk in, it's the first place I'm going. It's first place most people go, and
yeah.
It's pretty easy to get there quickly because of the way it's laid out. And you go in there, and dude, it's like walking in. It's like getting on a ride. Like you literally have to wait in line, and the line starts
one in, one out situation.
The line starts way, way out, and. And then they'll let you in, and then as soon as you come in, they have these bags that you grab, and you put all your items in that bag as you shop. So you're not holding, because most people go in there and
do
damage.
Yeah.
And then there's also the people that go do damage, and then sell it on other websites and on eBay and stuff. Whether you got an opinion on that or not, whatever.
Let me ask you if I made the right call here. And anyone can feel however they want about Masters gear. And Andy Bunker is there and said he already hit the shop and got a couple things. And he had asked me before he went, hey, can I pick anything up for you? And I told him, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable wearing the gear without having been. And that's just a me thing.
That's fine. That's your thing. I mean, would you – so if the Falcons made the Super Bowl this year and we said, Abe, you got to stay back at the studio or at home, you can't go and do Radio Row, would you not wear a Falcons Super Bowl shirt?
So I don't think it's the same discussion because I think I'm celebrating an accomplishment.
Okay.
As opposed to...
Well, you're celebrating one of your friend's accomplishment. They finally got to go to the Masters.
So I mean, shouldn't wear it.
Because that's kind of an accomplishment.
I should wear it on Bunk's behalf.
You know what? I actually don't... It doesn't bother me one way or the other. What I will tell you is the hat I'm wearing right now is a Masters hat, and it is not a hat I bought when I went because they didn't have this hat.
But you have been.
But I have been.
Okay, so that checks the box.
And I have Masters gear that I've worn. I never wore Masters. I didn't have...
If I wear a Masters shirt, it would be a polo, kind of similar to this one, but with the Masters logo. The first question I got is, which year did you go?
But it's a golf tournament. I mean, it's to say, look, I
But it's more than a golf tournament here.
It is.
It's more than a golf tournament here.
It is.
It's a prestige thing. It's,
so do you have a problem with the fact that when my buddy went to the Waste Management Open this year, he got me a putter cover from the Waste Management? Is that an issue?
No, anyone else can do whatever they want to do.
No, I'm just saying, but would you have – if you had a – Would you wear or would you put a putter cover on one of your clubs of a tournament you've never attended? Because it doesn't matter to me. It just looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, that is such a far away less distinction of relevance to me. And the waste management's awesome, but it's not the Masters.
Okay, but with,
and
if
a putter
if I,
covers.
Would you wear a shirt to the Waste Management Open? It's one of the most popular tournaments on tour
every year.
Would you wear a T-shirt from it or no? Because you didn't.
Probably would, because I don't view it. I don't view it in the same light as the Masters.
Okay, well, but
the Masters
but you didn't
is a
go
different.
To it.
But I could if I wanted
but what,
to.
But if I see you wearing that shirt, I'm going to say, well, "What year did you go to?"
I could if
year?
I wanted to.
You could what?
I could go to Waste Management if I wanted
to. You think so? It's not an easy ticket to get.
I could get one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want you to get one for next year.
I don't
want to
go.
But I want you
it's
to go.
It's going
that's
to cost money.
I don't
There's
think,
a big difference.
That's
not money I see as
I
well
don't
spent.
Think you understand how hard it is to get tickets to that. But, yeah, you're right.
It's not
Augusta. It's not a Bass.
That's
where
I'm at.
And I'm not comparing it to getting a –
It sounds like you are.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that – I think it's a little silly, the premise that you won't wear because you've never been, but you would wear a shirt.
Because I think going to Augusta is something special.
It is different.
I think going to Phoenix is not.
But it's still a golf tournament at the end of the day.
It is.
It is special going to Augusta. There's nothing like it, and there's nothing like I'm not downplaying any of that. I just think you're being a little bit self-righteous with that.
First off, it's my own thought.
It is.
Again,
but it's a little bit pretentious.
Putting this on anyone
It's a little
else.
Bit self-righteous. That's all.
I just know I went to the Tour Championship for the first time, and I bought a boatload of shirts. And now I have some Tour Championship shirts.
Yeah.
I don't have that for Augusta yet. If you're not able to get to Augusta, by the way, keep it locked right here to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Masters Week, and we are your source of the best coverage of Georgia's golf major. Join us daily for live interviews and analysis each night of the tournament. Westwood Run's going to wrap up all the action at 11 p.m. Masters coverage on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by Twin Peaks, by Trajan Wealth, your local trusted fiduciary advisors, by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option, and by the Georgia Hemp Company. Come check out the new locations. It's the Masters all week long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And again, I'm going to get that coverage along with Dukes and Bell kicked off for you on Wednesday when we are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, right there in Augusta at Robert C. Daniel Parkway. The golf discussion beyond what we just had will be coming later this week, but right now it's time to talk a little bit of the NFL. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We already mentioned the retirement announcement of Julio Jones. We've seen a lot of reaction from teammates and fans and those around the NFL about just how great Julio is and was after 13 NFL seasons, and the next step for him is at some point he will be going to Canton. He's eligible for the first time in 2029. Some NFL draft news coming down for a couple of different players. The Tennessee Titans canceled the private workout for Shedeur Sanders. A lot of people seems to believe that now makes Cam Ward locked in as number one.
I mean, do you believe that, or do you believe that they met with him at his pro
what
day?
What is he going to show you? What else is he going to show you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so sold that they've just completely out on him and in on Cam Ward based on that.
Are you a Cam Ward guy or a Shedeur guy, or neither?
I'm not 100% in on either, but I think my problem is I've looked at the class as a whole. And
not great.
And I've made the mistake of saying, well, are they just the best of a bad class, or are they really? Would they be top three in any class if we've seen in the last 8 years? I'm not sure either way. I think Cam Ward is a phenomenal player. I think he does things that Shedeur doesn't do. I would take Cam Ward before Shedeur. And I think both of them carry themselves with a little bit of, like, bravado that I have no issue with.
I would want my starting
position.
Quarterback to have that.
Yeah.
Humbleness and all that, humility is nice, but, like, you got to know that you're the dude.
There are questions about all these guys.
Yeah.
I don't play into the trap that anyone that has questions about Shedeur is anti-Deion or Shedeur. I don't believe that. I think this is a normal process. I get more frustrated with that we can't that we criticize these guys every year, but this year, if you criticize Shador, it's because you don't like Deion. I don't think that. I think that's ridiculousness. There's just so much that goes to it. Both these guys could be like Pro Bowlers in 3 years,
yeah.
And both of them could be flops. I mean, that's with every. That's every year. It's weird to me Jackson Dart's climbing up like he has. I think he's a pretty good player too. I think all three of them.
I'm actually a Quinn Ewers guy, but not high. Just in terms of like, I think people are overlooking his talent as Billy. I'm not suggesting he should go in the top 10.
Yeah, he's gonna be hurt by his late season production.
He might be. He said he was hurt. Another guy that's having a interesting pre-draft process is Walter Nolan. He's visiting the Panthers, and this is the guy that right now is just rocketing up some teams' draft boards.
I hate this. I do not want Walter Nolan there. The last thing the Falcons need in their interior is having to go against Walter Nolan and Derek Brown twice a year. No, thank you. They also apparently have Donovan Ezeraku, who's the who second in sacks last year in FBS with 17 when Mike Green had 17. I'm not really as sold as him. I think Ezeraku is a second, a day two guy. But he's a good player, but I wonder how much strength he has and if he has more than his little spin. He's got a great spin move, and he uses it a ton.
The Bengals are in a fight with Hamilton County, and they actually are in a situation where potentially could be leaving Cincinnati after the 2025 season. At least they say that door is open. They are asking Hamilton County for $1.25 billion with a B. In upgrades to Paycor Stadium. The team has a two-year option, a team option for a two-year lease that they have to accept or deny there by June 30th. And there's also been some reports that there's some old legislature in the state of Ohio that could prevent Cincinnati from leaving. It was meant to deal with the Browns, but it could eventually parlay itself into a problem for the Bengals.
It's named the Modell Law, yeah. Art Modell, who owned the Browns years ago and moved them, and they became the Ravens.
Oh, did he? I hadn't heard.
Well, I'm explaining for maybe, you know, the younger generation that felt maybe that the Ravens had
you
always been.
Remember, I lived and worked in Cleveland, and that's all they could talk about is how much they hate
Modell. You know
Modell.
What people don't realize is we interviewed it for the same job.
Yes.
And I don't – when we were both producers. And this law – this is a law that the Browns are actively fighting right now because they want to move out of downtown Cleveland into a more suburban area.
Right.
And so –
the old Brook Park area.
Yeah, and so this could be something that affects both teams depending on what happens, but – the owner for the Bengals,
let's just cut to it. Cincinnati's not leaving.
The executive VP, Katie Blackburn, is like, yeah, I mean, I guess we could just go anywhere.
Okay, but between you and me, they're not going anywhere. Like, this idea that they and the Bears connect and play at two teams in a Chicago area.
Well, that's
stadium.
Just dumb. Like, that's just dumb.
The Bengals aren't going anywhere. This is a tactic that they're using to try and get some money from the government.
So you don't think they'll move to Louisville?
No. I don't think – they're not going anywhere. Like, they're just not
– they're trying to get with their
– it's an interesting, like – if you guys don't, like, we could play hardball, too. Like, no, you're not. Like, calm
down. Yeah, it's kind of becoming one of those deals where, all right,
yeah,
whatever.
You said something on Friday night that caught me a little bit off guard in respect to the Atlanta Braves.
Oh.
We're going to bring this discussion to the airwaves. It's probably one of the better discussions we could have. It means things are actually going well, which overall with the Braves is not the case. But we'll get into some Braves baseball here. On the other side, we'll tell you exactly what discussion we're having, what we're going to talk about in about 5 minutes right here. It's Abe Gordon, Bo Squid, Billy Morgan, live, Twin Peaks and Kennesaw on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back to Twin Peaks, Kennesaw. Abe Gordon, Bo Squidbilly Morgan hanging out with you. And we're going to talk a lot more about the NCAA tournament, the Final Four, and tonight's championship game in the final hour, the 1 o'clock hour. I'm excited for this one, and obviously you and I are both Florida fans. You're wearing a Florida looks like a jersey sweatshirt. Nice little fit.
No, it's just a hoodie. I mean, it's a sideline hoodie. It's sideline.
But it's the jersey material, right?
I mean, it's a regular sweatshirt. I mean,
I think it's jersey.
It's dry fit.
I think you're misunderstanding. I think it's jersey material.
What do you mean jersey? Just dry fit. It's like any other sweat. You could buy this sweatshirt.
Yeah, but the old traditional sweatshirt that was like heavy, and you know what I'm talking about.
You just say it's dry fit. I don't know why jersey. You
they
sound
call
like
it jersey 80. Material. I
you
don't know
sound
what to
like
tell
you're
you.
80.
They call it
that's like a jersey.
I'm
material.
The one that I'm telling you how they'll with, list it
you hung out
on
with
the
Freaky.
Website.
You hung out with Freaky too much.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have any of those either. He's got just the old school sweatshirt.
It's literally on the website.
He's got the sweatshirts that are so old you can't even call them hoodies. They're just a sweatshirt.
Yeah, a traditional sweatshirt.
Yeah,
you ran
school,
Slim off.
Neck.
Slim was like, I can't take any more. Hey, I'm walking away.
He knows I'm right. That's all right. It won't be the first time this week. Won't be the last time. Welcome back into the program here. I want to give you an opportunity to be right on this discussion, by the way, because I want to talk about the Atlanta Braves. And we, for those of you who follow 92.9 The Game on social media, obviously the Instagram page, the X/Twitter page sometimes on Facebook, we started doing this new thing that we're kind of creatively calling instant analysis. And Bo, you did one on Friday night in response to the Braves home opener, a 10-0 win for the Atlanta Braves, a game in which Spencer Schwellenbach goes 8 innings, allows 2 hits, no earned runs against, double-digit strikeouts, and comes in just shy of 100 pitches. And in the midst of your instant analysis, you made an unprompted declaration that Spencer Schwellenbach, no matter who's here, who's there, is the best pitcher on the Braves staff. And before we start to debate this and discuss, and it's not really a debate, it's honestly one of the best discussions that we could have. Like the fact that we have multiple guys that could be up for Cy Youngs this year. Yeah. One of them won last year, and one will get back hopefully soon, and one is doing what he needs to do right now in Schwelly. It really is a great discussion, and one that, if you can get there, if you can get past the panic and the form of the Braves right now, would set you up very well for a playoff series to have these three guys in the rotation. But the question that kind of circled my mind from your declaration is which of these guys is going to win the Cy Young? And I don't want to say first, because Chris Sale just won one, and I think that's obvious, but who's the next one to win a Cy Young? I think Chris Sale's in the discussion, Spencer Strider's in the discussion, and you believe that Schwellenbach is as well.
Well, let's go full stop, because when we had Brandon Gaudin, he mentioned Chris Sale
yeah.
has done, and he says, I can't put anybody over Sale like we did last year. But when Braves fans talk to themselves, they never mention Sale as the best pitcher on the staff. It's always Spencer Strider.
I have reasons.
Because I think part of it is, for one, Sale is not started off as dominant as he was last year.
Right.
But secondly, for me, when I said this, Spencer Strider is what most fans would say is the ace. I just don't believe he is actually the ace of this team. I think he is, and I think that when you look at it and get down to brass tacks, it's better for this team if he's the two, okay? Because he can be so nasty and dominant. But Spencer Schwellenbach, right now, to me, is the most complete, the best Braves starting pitcher they have. He has six pitches that he throws from 22% usage to around like 11%. And that's the most. And like around the least, that's how much he's using. So he's using everything. He's using all of his pitches, but he's dominant. And what Schwellenbach brings at a Spencer Strider, because to me, that's where most, and agree or not, that most fans leave Sale as the second best, and they think Strider. The problem is Schwellenbach can do something Strider never does. Schwellenbach can go out there and go 6 to 8.
Yeah, I wouldn't say never. I wouldn't say never.
Rarely does.
So here's the concerns with Spencer Strider, because I agree with you. The big question I have is, can he be economical? High strikeouts traditionally don't go with low pitch counts. And I think when you see a guy like Schwellenbach, or you certainly see Bryce Elder do it because he's not striking out guys pitching to contact, are you chasing strikeouts, or are you just chasing easy outs? And I think that's something that Spencer Strider could maybe benefit from. Well, one of the concerns for me for Spencer Schwellenbach, and this is going to sound backwards, I understand that, I think he actually throws too many strikes. I think he's in the strike zone too often, and there are going to be teams that hit him because of that.
Yes, if he doesn't have his stuff.
Right, but, and he'll have to make adjustments.
But I think that's the thing for me, as you've seen from him. He's cold, man. He's just cold out there on the mound. I mean, you could call it stoic, but nothing rattles him.
Yeah.
And you saw that when he came up. There was at one moment, it was his second or third start. I remember, I want to say it was in Philly, and, you know, Matt Olson throws a ball away at home. It should have got him kind of out of the inning. Like, all these things are happening around him, and he just stayed locked in. And it never got to him early in his career, you know. When he should have been rattled, he just never got that. But the guy can go out there and give you 6, 7, 8, 9 innings with 10 strikeouts. He pitched 8 innings with 10 strikeouts. I don't even know if he threw 100 pitches Friday night.
I think it was close. At 98 or 99.
Yeah. So that Strider at 99, 100 pitches is at 5.
Sometimes. I think gross overstatement here. I think there are some concerns about that. There were also some games where Strider was in the 7th and 8th last year, but the year before as well.
It's way too high, because Strider throws, and it's been my concern all along, and I'm not trying to just trash him. Don't think of that way. But he throws his four-seamer.
No, I think you're propping up Schwelly in this discussion. I don't think you're putting
down
Strider.
Well, I'm just telling you. But I'm telling you, when you look at it, if, you know, think about it like this. If once Strider comes back, you got, and you mentioned it, you got Sale, Strider and Schwellenbach. And
yeah,
all three do it different ways. Obviously,
right,
one's a lefty who's dominant. But then you have, you know, Schwellenbach doing it with the six different pitches, and Strider just wants to eat you alive.
Yeah.
He literally wants to eat you alive. But they're all three extremely fierce competitors.
Well, here's the thing for me in regards to Chris Sale. And he was undeniably the Cy Young last year. He won the Triple Crown. But he didn't – I don't know if he comes off necessarily as a dominant guy. It's a guy that had a really long run of high-quality starts. But he wasn't necessarily – massively overpowering, which is what you get from Spencer Strider, right? Spencer Strider has that appeal, that pop that you want from a pitcher to come in and be dominant. That's one aspect of it. And like, if we're talking about best pitcher, like that's one thing. If we're talking about the Cy Young Award, I find it fascinating because to me it comes down to a discussion of stats versus visual performance. Like, leading in innings pitch and strikeouts and wins is great. That's what won Chris Sale the Cy Young. But it's also going to be about who's viewed as dominant. Schwellenbach has to win the Cy Young, in my opinion, via stats. Because I think there are things that Strider can and probably will do when he returns that Schwelly, well, on a regular basis is just unable to match.
I'm disagree with that, because what I think is that what you watched a guy last year grow up from June to the end of the season. And look, I realize he hasn't pitched a full season.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is he appears to have done just that, which is grown up. He was nasty. He was nasty Friday night. And
yeah,
to have 10, dude, and he can still hit 96, 97 miles an hour. So I thought Sale at times was dominant last year. I don't disagree with the fact that he did just string good start after good start. And I think every third or fourth of those starts would be completely dominant, though. That's what got him. And I think that's what Schwellenbach can do. Schwellenbach is much more like Chris Sale to me than Strider. It's not a knock on Strider. It's just the fact of highlighting how good Schwellenbach is. And in reality is A.J. Smith-Shawver can be a guy who can grow up. See, that's why I'm not freaking out about his starts so far this year, because his first two starts do not – they do somewhat remind me of what Schwellenbach went through early in the starts last year until he started. Once he got to July and August, now he's stringing some dominant,
yeah,
starts. Remember the start he had out in San Diego on the road last year? It was filthy. And that's kind of the thing for me, is that what you kind of want to see in A.J. Smith-Shawver. But I just think it shows what they found in a guy. And now we need Alex Anthopoulos to do with Schwelly what he did with Strider and sign him to one of those team-friendly deals way too early and go ahead and pay him.
Yeah, the other thing for me, and again, you're not putting down Strider in this conversation. I want to be clear on that. But what is fascinating to me is that we haven't seen Strider this year in the majors. And I do wonder if he's watching. And one, he could have learned from Chris Sale in the performance and season he had last year, but also is watching Schwelly and the start of the season that he's gotten off to, and how much we might see a different pitcher in Spencer Strider. Is this a guy that can become more economical? And maybe 14 strikeouts turns into 9 or 10, and he is getting, as you referenced, deeper into the ball games and more productive throughout.
Remember, he had that curveball that he worked,
yeah,
on before spring,
yeah,
training last year. Some people think it maybe could have led to what happens. I don't agree with that.
We are not doctors.
Well, you know, some people that think they're pitching mechanic experts, but I don't necessarily agree with that. But and there's also competition, because he left as the Braves' ace.
Yeah,
he comes back as we put him in this conversation, maybe the third best.
Well, one
pitcher.
Chris Sale took the mantle because we were hopeful, but didn't really expect that season. And then now Schwelly is entering the discussion too.
Yeah, and I think he entered it late last year. That's
yeah,
my thing is, I didn't watch two starts and say, oh, he's the best pitcher. I started thinking he could be this guy late last year. I think we all did. He just came in and said, hey, I'm building off of last year.
Yeah. All right. We've heard from one Bo, that being Bo Morgan, Squidbilly. Now we'll hear from another. Bo Johnson back in studio. We're going to head to the back page on the other side. It's Abe Gordon. It's Bo Morgan on Sports
Radio.
Hey,
how much food did you order?
Well, I didn't get wings, man. It's a salad and it's a fish. What's the problem?
You guys eat too much.
Well, that's why I'm on keto, man. We'll be back in a couple of minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
NCAA tournament comes to a close tonight. The women's side of things wrapped up yesterday afternoon. UConn with a dominant effort to take out South Carolina, 12th career title for Gino Auriemma. And someone's going to get their first title tonight, be it Todd Golden at Florida or Kelvin Sampson at Houston. A fascinating matchup. We're going to break more of that one down.
I'm excited.
In the 1 o'clock hour. Are you excited generally? Or, I mean, obviously it's a championship. All these games are big. But as a Florida fan, are you excited? Because there's a real potential that you're winning a title.
Yeah,
Just the matchup alone is also fascinating, unbiased.
I would be excited to see this game if I wasn't a Florida
fan. I'd be a lot more
fan.
Excited if it was 8:20.
But just stop already.
Hey, man.
I would be excited. I would be excited either way, but I am more excited that it's obviously more exciting when your team is in it. There's no denying that, but I just am ready to see. I'm really excited to see a really good game, and that's part of it for me is I want to the tournament has been so good.
Yeah.
That
especially Elite Eight and
Final Four. That's one of the best Final Fours I recall watching.
Combo of two games in one building, that might be the best semifinals night of semifinal action that the tournament has ever had.
I mean,
might be.
I don't want to. I always try to stop short, and I don't think you're wrong. I just don't. I'll try to stop short of that because
it probably didn't have the necessarily iconic moment, buzzer beating, whatever that other.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. The way the sequence of the Duke game played
still,
out.
We'll talk about it 120. I still can't believe it went down like that.
If Cooper Flagg goes and has this, if he doesn't come back and then has this amazing NBA career, we might look back at that and be like, that's kind of his Chris Webber kind of thing. Not the same as calling a timeout and you didn't have one, but, fouling and then missing the shot, like those things.
Yeah, by the way, you could tell right off his fingertips that ball was going to be short. It was immediately short. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Going to get Bo Johnson in here in just one moment, but I do have one more question for you about tonight's NCAA tournament game. And you probably, among others, have the best relationship, I would think, with a certain member of the Atlanta Falcons communication team. And this is a Florida Gators versus David Bassidy situation tonight. Has there been any communication along those lines?
No, because
does he know better? Do you know better?
He does not know better.
Okay.
But he's also an
OG. Does he just think you're out for paternity and didn't want to bother you? Like, if he knew right now, if he's listening and is like, oh, Bo's working today, fair game is on. For the text message?
Yeah, I think he would send one. I think he'll send one tonight.
Hopefully a congratulations one.
But here's the thing. He's an OU graduate who worked at OU, but he also came to us. He came to our city as he was the PR guy for Houston.
And that's how I knew him, yeah.
So is he – I guess my question is, that's a huge steak to this game. It looked really good.
You're not allowed to order more. You already made fun of me for the amount.
Well, yeah,
so you can't order more.
Abe and Slim got like 3 meals over here, and I just got my salmon and asparagus.
Is that all you got? Are you sure?
Well, that's all that I
see right
here. I'd
like to check the record.
Okay, I might have ordered the cheese balls earlier. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. But can he claim two teams? He's got to claim Houston. Now, I can for me, it's weird because I grew up a Florida fan, and I never left being a fan, but But when I went to Kennesaw State, A, they didn't have a football team, and B, they were D2 in basketball. But I still pull for all things Kennesaw State Athletics.
I think you can claim multiple teams. I think that's fair. Now, I don't think they can be direct rivals.
That's only because you do that. Because you're an Indiana grad.
I honestly barely claim Indiana.
Which is weird.
I mean, athletically.
You graduated from there.
They've been terrible and were terrible when I was there. And Florida won 2 titles. Two in basketball.
So let me ask you a question. Were you an Indiana student wearing Florida gear on campus?
Yeah. I had a beanie. I had a Florida beanie.
Did you ever get any crap for that? Anybody give you any crap?
No. What are they going to say? They're losing 20 games a year.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Have some pride, eh?
Mike Davis. It's not good.
Yeah, Mike Davis made a national title game.
That was the year before I went. I went in the aftermath when they were not good. Indiana soccer won 2 national championships. It was the only Indiana team that I was like real diehard for was their soccer squad.
And I'm sure you have a national title shirt.
I don't, but they've won a couple others since. All right. Well, I think we've killed enough time. Let's go ahead and welcome in the second Bo on the show, Bo Johnson, as we turn to the back page. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram, IG, at Salomon Brothers.
I'm going to have to call Jaron. I know it's Bo's segment, and I know, but I'm going to have to call Jaron at Salomon Brothers.
And what, ask him for some jewelry or something?
No.
You need another push present?
I'm going to have to get a push present. Okay. Who said I got one already? But I'm going to have to get one because I got the Curve monitor came in for iRacing.
I thought you were going to have him hook you up with a championship ring after Florida beats Houston.
Oh,
tonight.
That game has played out. But then Amy saw it and she was like, she said, this looks nice. I go, yeah, it's a little more money than I wanted to spend. She goes, oh, I don't care as long as I've got a push present. And I was like, okay, so I got to call Jaron.
All right. Hello, Bo.
We good now, y'all? You sure y'all want to argue some more? I mean, it's only been 7 minutes.
Look, of course, Abe is so scared of the highway. Bo, do you agree
well
that if this show was actually on the air, it would be called The Last Word because that's kind of how this goes with Abe.
Abe always gets it.
Yeah.
So, assuming this is what we made, a resetting of the first baseman market, as Vlad Guerrero Jr. inks a 14-year, $500 million, no-deferred money contract with the Toronto Blue Jays. He will be a Blue Jay until he is 40, or at least they will be paying him like it is. Vladdy Guerrero, $500 million. Thoughts, fellas?
These baseball contracts, the length of them is just so concerning to me. Like I would just be in such a panic. And it started out with hockey. Like, I remember a couple years ago, hockey seemed to start the, like, 8-10-year deal has transferred to baseball. And look, you plan for the economy to be in a different situation and money to not hit the way it does right now in terms of, if you're talking about football, like salary cap space. I know there's no salary cap, but I would just be terrified to commit to someone for that long,
yeah,
knowing how quick times can, not always, but can, well, come and go. And we've even had situations where we've seen a guy in those long-term deals, a decade or longer, where you're like, this guy's not worth it.
Well, at least he's already moved from third to first, and if there's any position you can play for 14 years or until you're 40, it's probably first base.
So and there's DH, which helps.
You know. Let me tell you about Vlad Guerrero's last two seasons. We'll just go 2023 and 2024 here. So 2023, 26 home runs, 94 RBIs. 2024, 30 home runs, 103 RBIs. Now let's play blind resume real fast. So let me give you not a blind player, but a blind resume. 2023, 40 home runs, 100 RBIs. 2024, 39 home runs, 104 RBIs. Both better seasons than Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s. Would y'all like to take a guess at who this is?
39 bombs is Ozuna.
They were both Ozuna, 2023 and 2024.
Ozuna has 40, I would say 39. When you comboed 39 and 104, it's like, I think that was Ozuna.
One of them can play the field. One of them doesn't. I think that's part of
it. He could, though. We've seen it. He can.
I'm pretty sure Ozuna could play first base, but does this mean – now, look, Ozuna's not going to get 14 years, $500 million, but does this mean that he has officially been priced out of being the Braves DH next season?
No, I don't think so, because, for one, Ozuna will be 35 when
May I? He might actually – Ozuna might be the sort of guy to go hometown discount. I know we don't see it hardly ever.
Well, you got to remember these two, the last season and a half, or two seasons if you want to combine them, because it's been like a season and a half run,
yeah,
really, it has been a little bit of old school, like skinny Ozuna, kind of a throwback Ozuna. And he, at his age, I mean, because he's not going to sign a long-term deal anywhere. It would be probably a two-year deal at the most, maybe three-year deal at the most if he signed anywhere,
yeah,
because he's not getting younger.
Right.
It's a little bit different of you're investing in a player long-term. I would be worried if I'm Toronto with, you know, I'm not trying to say anything, but at 6 foot, 250 pounds, I mean, Guerrero Jr. is a big dude, and how long can he hold up? Because I would worry about the long-term. $500 million is ridiculous amount.
So they should Nico Harris him the way Luka had to get out of there?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
– year from now, if he's at 260?
I'm just saying, will his body hold up is,
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because that – I think it's a fair – if I'm giving you $500 freaking million dollars, it's a fair question to ask, okay?
Yeah, sure.
You know?
And that's partially why they stupidly did what they wanted to do with the Mavs. They weren't going to commit to that.
I don't agree with that trade, though.
No, I get that. I get that. Bo?
So I actually think that this part probably does mean that Ozuna's gone. And you could say hometown discount all you want. What do you think that's going to be? That's going to be 20
wishful
plus.
Thinking,
we're paying him $16
man.
Million this year. I don't think Alex is going to pay a DH.
Thinking.
20
yeah,
plus
you
million
too,
dollars
look,
a year.
Look, Ozuna
and
has
it's not just the last
issues.
Year and a half. He almost won the Triple Crown in 2020. He was hurt and then he was hurt in 2022, but still had a decent season. Only played 120 games. 23 and 24 were great.
Hey, Bo, can you stop driving the only members of the Braves batting order that's productive right now away from Atlanta?
You
got enough problems.
You
want
to run Schwellenbach out of town while you're at it? I mean, it's
not running anyone out of town.
Give it a couple seasons. They're not going to extend him either.
Bo, what I'm trying to tell you, though, is Ozuna has also – he has his history also hurts him financially. Can I trust you that all of that's past you? Can I trust your personal life won't get in the way of the on-the-field thing, which it has once they signed him. It did for 2 years.
It did, but those are right sandwiched in between very productive seasons. Now he's had two. This is going to be three straight. I'm just saying, dude's going to get paid next year, probably $25 million a year, even if it's only DH. I just don't think we're going to be the ones to pay. I hope we are, because, look, I love me some Marcelo Ozuna. So, speaking of shakeups, college baseball is shaking up a little bit this weekend. Georgia gets swept by Texas, falls from 3-7. Bama and Oklahoma have fallen out of the top 10. One of those, Oklahoma getting beat up by LSU didn't help there. Now only six out of the top 10 teams are in the SEC. Yeah, man. Georgia only gets swept. Only, well, there was eight last week. So
yeah, so they are dominating.
Bama and,
they might not have had the
Bama, Oklahoma fall out. UCLA and Oregon State jump into the top 10.
So basically, the SEC is doing in baseball what they did in basketball this season, which is
cannibalizing
dominate.
Themselves.
And look, you go back and this was it's. Bo, let me throw it back at you. Isn't it weird that we're talking about the SEC and not in baseball because we've known that they've been good, but right now they are a better based on the season that we've just had. Each season that's just been completed or about to be completed, they're a better basketball conference than football conference.
Oh yeah, they may be a better basketball and baseball conference than they are football conference. You're right.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we might get a national champion from the SEC in basketball, and they didn't even have a football team in the national.
Look,
title.
We all know the big banks that the SEC has. Also, with NIL, if it stays the way that it is, SEC is probably going to be a pretty dominant conference in college basketball moving forward.
Yeah, especially the way baseball's been growing, college baseball as well. There's a path forward for them to be dominant in baseball, in softball, in track and field, in gymnastics. They have been as well. So there's a path for a lot of that. Thank you, Bo. When we come back, we're going to start 3 hours down already. Final hour of the show today. It's Abe, Gordon, Bo, Squidbilly Morgan live at Twin Peaks. Kennesaw. We still got a lot to talk about, though. Braves and what happened over the weekend for them and the Final Four, plus your questions at 140 the AMA, as always, to wrap up the show. A lot coming with 1 hour left to go on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.